I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ukraine's Orange Revolution is stuttered back to life after inconclusive parliamentary elections. It may mean Yulia Tymoshenko will return to be prime minister. Slavic Gospel Association supports churches throughout the former Soviet bloc nations. SGA's Joel Griffiths says if results hold true, it could be good news for religious freedom.
Having a pro-Western government in Ukraine, I think, is important for continued religious freedom. If you look at it in comparison to the other former Soviet republics, churches in Ukraine have been remarkably free to minister, share the gospel, evangelize, plant new churches.
Next, the books of the Bible is a groundbreaking presentation of the scriptures designed to accurately reflect the biblical author's intentions. The result, a more readable Bible, was released in August. International Bible Society Send the Lights, Glenn Powell.
Letters end up looking more like real letters and stories like real stories. Poetry. Just without all the numbers, the chapter references, the section headings, the notes at the bottom of the page, when you take out all that stuff, you just have suddenly a feeling that you're getting closer to what the author originally had there.
And the Book of Hope Granny Brigade will be heading out for two more trips to South Africa in the spring of 2008. These grandmothers are a faithful and dedicated group of women who commit to pray or join a team to distribute the Book of Hope and to spend time visiting and sharing the love of Christ with orphans in need. The one-on-one interaction is life-changing on both sides as the women act as the living gospel with these kids. Go to our website if you want more information. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.